From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, snail mail. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Monday, May 12th, 2008.
Do you even use the regular mail anymore?
This is a reference to the price of postage going up.
Exactly. Goes up by one penny today, folks. 42 cents.
Are you doing a pain at the post office segment?
Pain at the post.
No, I'm in a forever stamp collective or consortium, if you will. So we bought when the market was low, and all these prices, they just bypass us.
I never even heard of this forever.
Well, it's insane. It doesn't really make that much sense, and you only save a cent, but it was a fun thing to do. You know, of all the things to complain about, the prices rising, it's still pretty cheap to mail a letter, right? Now, if you're mailing a sack of rice, it gets expensive.
True. But what Dan was arguing, Dan Pashman, our producer, this morning in the meeting, is that oftentimes when the price of a stamp goes up by 1 cent, you don't want to take the time to go out and buy the new stamps, and you got all those old ones sitting around, so you just use two. You slap on two 40-cent stamps, and you end up paying twice as much.
I think my collective/consortium makes more sense than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you always make more sense.
Yeah, right.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, we will be talking to BJ Novak from The Office. He came to the BPP studios to talk about the end of the season for that NBC show.
You love him, by the way. Am I allowed to out you
No,
that
I don't
way?
Love him. His character is compelling, and I found him to be an excellent interview subject.
Romance.
Yeah, we've agreed to see other talk show guests. Rachel, what are you talking about?
We're going to talk about something a little more serious. We're going to talk about Myanmar, an update on the aid situation there. The first U.S. plane of aid has arrived in the country, but it's still really difficult to get aid experts in there to deliver and administer that aid. We're going to talk with a reporter in Bangkok, Thailand, which has become the major staging area for aid agencies.
And we'll also talk about homosexuality, religion, and therapy. One psychiatrist tried to organize a panel at a recent conference to discuss those three things, but it was canceled after an outcry by gay activists. We'll get his side of the story and the other side, too. That'll be later on the show. Mark Garrison is standing by with today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
Just like a bomb dropped out of the sky and hit and just destroyed everything in its path.
That's how people are describing the tornadoes and severe storms that ripped through parts of Oklahoma, Missouri, Georgia, and North Carolina over the weekend, killing at least 22 and injuring hundreds more. That was Lieutenant George Brown from the Oklahoma Highway Patrol speaking in Pitcher, Oklahoma, where the death toll has reached 7, according to the Tulsa World newspaper.
Frank Morris from member station KCUR was also in Pitcher yesterday. He spoke to NPR while seeking cover from residual winds by ducking behind an uprooted tree that had two cars stuck in it. Here's how he described the scene.
Trees just shredded. Everybody's little tiny bits of everybody's lives is just muddy and dirty and spread out all over the place.
But Morris says folks in Pitcher are trying to stay positive.
People here are really, I think, maybe still in shock. People are very, very friendly. If you go up and talk to people, you know, picking through the absolute complete destruction of their house with everything they own, chewed up and spit out on their front yard, they just act like nothing's going on, and you know, they talk about how maybe this is God's plan for Pitcher, and they're just amazingly friendly.
Brandy Garcia, who lives in Pitcher, says she could barely recognize her own hometown.
Looks like an atomic bomb went off. When I walked up here yesterday to find my mom, I had to walk 2 miles because I couldn't get in here, and when I went around the corner, I didn't know where I was at.
For the town of Pitcher, it was another in a long series of bad breaks. The lead and zinc mines that once made the town booming, they closed down decades ago. Now, leftover waste has turned the area into an environmental disaster and a Superfund site. In recent years, most families have left, taking advantage of state and federal buyouts. The population has dwindled from about 20,000 in the mid-20th century to about 800 people now.
Residents of Pitcher weren't the only victims of the weekend's twisters. At least 14 of the 22 deaths were in southwestern Missouri. And as of last night, there are still 70,000 Georgians without power. Yesterday, President Bush offered his prayers to those affected and promised help from the federal government.
The current tornado season, which has seen a total of 47 twisters and a death toll of 98, is the deadliest this decade and could become the worst in U.S. history since tornado records began in 1950.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.